I think it comes down to how you're defining the scientific perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, probably. I'm gonna get my beer.
I'm gonna get my glass.
Get my ass.
Hello and welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 663. I'm Sam Ginsberg. Mary's head is buried in her hands, but our host is Tyler Dryblatt.
Really coming into your stride here in episode 663 with that intro. Really good.
I feel like you're being sarcastic, but I thought I did an okay job.
I put my hand in my hands because it helps me not just start laughing in the middle of your very crisp, clean takes.
I don't even do anything funny anymore. I used to do funny, wacky stuff.
Because you used to do like your crunchy man guttural thing, and I liked that. And I still kind of like expect you to do that, even though you haven't done it in a long time. And so every time you don't, it really throws me off.
Can I like cold try a different intro?
Sure.
Yes. So, there's a podcast from fucking forever ago that hasn't existed for years. And the dude who did the intro did a voice kind of like my, "Hello and welcome," kind of like that.
Yeah.
And he did that for a while. And then he transitioned to another intro that he called the cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
So let me try a cowboy and see how you guys like it. And now imagine this with like maybe a crackling fire underneath it. And imagine I have any gravitas. So, like, okay. That's a stretch. It's Brews Day Tuesday podcast, episode 663. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's Tyler Dryblatt.
No. It's not. No.
The cowboy is out.
The cowboy's out. We're not like a late night oldies station on the radio, you know? Like, you don't need to be. Hey,
I wasn't doing traffic on the ones or anything. I'm eating chili sitting around the campfire.
No, you're hanging out and you're about to play some cool stuff off the back of the record. That's you.
Does it need a little more rasp?
Yeah.
You're trying to be a cowboy?
A little bit.
Put a little twang in there. Give me a little mesquite.
You need a twangy.
I don't know if I can do mesquite.
City slicking over here.
Mm-hmm. This is Brews Day Tuesday podcast, episode 663.
Okay.
I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's the old cowpoke, Tyler Dryblatt.
Oh. Because you're dry, because your throat sounds dry. I feel like you started to lose me as you gained Tyler, so I don't know what that means.
yeah, that's true. I was not on board at first, and then
for
I liked
whatever
it
reason, I can't
was in,
do it without...
and then I was like, ah, and then he was out, and then he was in, so I don't know what that...
I have to, like, press on my collarbone to get the voice to happen. I don't know, like, anatomically what that could possibly mean.
It means you're a little freak.
It means I'm a little freak. See, that's the difference between...
That's your taco.
Yeah.
It's on. It's off!
Okay. This has been a lot for the beginning
of
the episode.
This has been great. Let's talk about beer.
Crack into it.
Mary, do you have your beer ready over there?
I'm pouring it. One sec. Let me just tell you what it is before I finish pouring it. I'm doing a really bad job. So I went a little bit of a different direction today. So... current favorite brewery, Youngblood Beer Co., is the brand of beer that I have today, but I did not get one of their sours. Instead, I got a beer. They're just calling it the Beer Nerd Beer, so I thought it was appropriate for the show. It is a English bitter, and it also says standard ordinary bitter. I don't know what that means.
It means it's not an extra special bitter.
Yeah.
What's extra special bitter?
Nothing. Extra special bitters? Not that bitter. But that is a particular beer style. And I think this is saying it's a bitter that's not an extra special bitter, which are not extra or special or bitter.
Correct. Got it. Cool. It's 5% ABV. Yeah. It told me to drink it soonish, so I'm going to try it. It looks like a very normal, just like pale ale colored beer. That's pretty good. It's very drinkable. It definitely is a little bitter, but it's not like, yeah, it's not very bitter. It's almost like, it's very, like, you know when you drink like a Blue Moon and it kind of just tastes like bread? It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
I guess we just taste like bread. Yeah. I don't need the Blue Moon middleman in there. It just kind of tastes very bready. Yeah. And like a little bit, like a lot of just like plain beer. So maybe this is why it's the beer nerds beer. Because what are they? They have a little paragraph about it on here. Hang on. It says, this beer is not meant for the faint of heart, but for those seeking stylistic perfection in a historic beer style. Most of you will think this is fine. It's a beer-flavored beer. That's like what I said, you guys. It's not super hoppy or pink in color. If you are looking for an easy-drinking, malt-forward beer that tastes delightful when served at 52 degrees, this one is for you. So, okay, they're going for a plain beer. That's what it is.
Man, so that doesn't appeal to me at all, but it sounds like they've absolutely nailed what they're going for.
Yeah.
Which is to be admired.
You good, hate it when they don't do that.
Yes.
Big time.
Notably.
Sam, you're holding your beer so expectantly, but I don't want to pass to you. So there we go. I have, I think the opposite of Mary's beer. I have Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, which is a 5.6% fine malt liquor.
Are you have Mickey's?
Yeah. Yep. Looking good. I am.
So the barrel that you're scraping, how deep in the barrel are we
I've here? Fallen into it like a Weeble Wobble. It's so sad. It's
Weeble Wobble's so known for not falling, but go ahead.
I just can't find beer around here. And then we went up to Philadelphia for Becca's birthday and we walked into like a random grocery store and they had a whole wall of craft singles. And I was like, fuck. And now here I am drinking Mickey's. But it's it's very clear, similar size bubbles.
Is it the first time you've had a Mickey's? Dude.
I don't know that this is the first time I've had a Mickey's. I can't say that for sure. This is the first time I've intentionally had a Mickey's. I'll say that.
I've had a lot of malt liquor, but I've never had Mickey's. Steel Reserve, Colt 45. I feel like there's another a Cobra.
There was a minute where I drank a decent amount of Steel Reserve because it was pretty high ABV and pretty cheap. But this doesn't smell like anything. It's not good. I mean, it's not like, it doesn't taste like that Haitian beer that tastes like somebody dunked a whole bunch of nickels in it. So I guess that's good. But it's just, you know, it's a lot of kind of empty kind of corn, nothing. So whatever. Sam?
I feel like the listener is saying, why do they have a bunch of boring fucking beers on this beer show? And I'm like, shut up, dweeb! I have Southern Tier Maple Warlock Imperial Pumpkin Stout, 8.6% ABV, drastically out of season.
I was like, it's definitely April.
So I love Warlock. I don't even really like pumpkin beers, but Pumpkin, also by Southern Tier, is like far and away the best pumpkin beer I've ever had. And I think Warlock is maybe next up there. But this is, I guess, a maple varietal of their classic pumpkin stout.
It sounds lovely.
It smells so sweet. Oh, man.
Get in there.
Dip, you got to get your grubby paws on this so you can get your Vermont maple opinion all over it.
My maple on.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. Like, Southern Tier knows how to make a sweet beer in a way that isn't, like,
gross.
Annoying.
It's
very sweet, but it's not too sweet, which is kind of their specialty. It's 8.6, which is honestly low for Southern Tier, which is their other specialty. And the pumpkin is here, the maple is here, and like the abundant sweetness is all here. But they're all hanging out. They're all kind of doing their own thing. They're chilling. They're having fun. I'm having fun. This beer kind of fucking rules. I've only had one sip of it, but so far so good.
I really hope I can try this in October.
Just manifest that.
I will.
The expiry is in 2027. I checked it before I cracked it.
That's good. Not like the beer that exploded on me last time. So we've got some not great articles today. So let's start off with, I guess, the most contentful. From sfgate.com, I like to do chuggins and hugs. Coachella tradition draws hundreds. So we're all cool cats who are plugged into the scene, right? We all obviously know about Coachella and love it.
Are I heard Sabrina Carpenter said something problematic, and that's the extent of my understanding of Coachella.
I missed that story. The only story I have about Coachella is this one. Some guy, he was a moderator on a subreddit for Coachella, and he was like, I sure do like shotgunning beers, and I sure do love Coachella. Maybe I'll start shotgunning beers at Coachella, and some folks on the subreddit will do it with me, and I'll meet new friends. And they've been doing it for like 13 years now. And it says sometimes like only a couple people show up, and sometimes they've had like 450 people show up, and they all just like shotgun a beer and chug it and then start off Coachella.
So I have a takeaway from this, and it's the wrong takeaway.
Yeah.
But I feel like I need to get it out. Like Coachella is like a super vibesy, chill place. So it's pretty common for there to be like shirtless dudes and ladies in bikinis and that type of stuff. And like everyone is on board for the vibe. And that might not be my vibe, but I'm not there. So like it's like my opinions don't matter. But still, in this first picture, this one dude is wearing Crocs, and I'm like, come on, man, you're in public. Like, I wouldn't say that to the ladies in bikinis or the shirtless dudes, but come on, man, you're in public. Don't wear Crocs. Come on.
You got a lot of good stuff in this picture. You got Crocs. You got a bucket hat. You got a man wearing a classic bandana over his hair. A lot of good looks.
A couple bikini ladies.
There's a lot of silliness, and I'm on board for all the silliness. But come on, man, you can't be wearing Crocs. What are you doing? Go barefoot. Wear flip flops.
Some people say they're very comfortable. I don't know. I don't have any Crocs.
I
give a shit if they're comfortable.
Crocs on my feet. You know about them in Idiocracy, right?
I seen that movie, but I didn't really absorb any of it.
In Idiocracy, they're all wearing Crocs. Like that's the national shoe. And it's because the guy who made the movie like ran into somebody wearing Crocs before they were popular, and they were like, "These are so fucking stupid." And then everybody actually
put them on everybody.
Yeah.
Emily bought Crocs for my kids without consulting me, and I'm still mad at her about it.
I don't really care
because they fucking love Crocs, and I hate my children wearing Crocs.
Do they put the little things on them, the little charms?
Of course they do.
Gibbets? Is that what they're called? They have like a name.
Oh, I've heard they're just called charms. They have Crocs like charms.
They say a Croc specific name for those. But yeah, they the ones that have the little like little Shrek antenna. Those are cute.
For your feet?
Yeah.
Do they wear them in sport mode or casual?
It was sport mode or comfy mode.
Okay.
It changes, but they always loudly announce their selection. And I'm just like, incredible. Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. Why are you fucking wearing these fucking things? God damn it.
I find them to be very uncomfortable, but I guess I don't really care if other people wear them. What I do find funny is that the guy who started this whole thing, he's no longer drinking alcohol. So now he shows up with a whole bunch of NA beer and shotguns it with everybody, which I don't know why. It just tickles me.
That's fine.
I don't know. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to say it. It's uncharitable, and I'm going to keep it to myself for once.
I like I like this quote he has about just like the moment where they all crack open their beers and chug them, and he just says, "It's so fun to hear all the keys doing the," and just one big collective. And I'm like, this is so intriguing to me. What do you mean?
So I'm sure that you were making noises indicating the like fizzy sound. Discord didn't like it, so it didn't come through. Well, I don't know if it'll make the cut. It might just sound like silence.
Well, the first sounds were spelled H-S-H-H, and that happened 3 times. And the last sound was just S-H-H-H, and that only happened once.
Well, now that you've spelled it, I can get AI to fix it.
Fix it, Craig.
Okay.
Either of you guys ever shotgunned?
Yeah, like once. Yes? And I made an absolute mess out of it, and I was like, well, not doing that again.
Is that when you stab it in the bottom and then you drink it really fast?
You stab the bottom, you crack the top, and now there's a linear flow.
I did do that, yes.
I did it once in college, and it didn't work. Like it didn't work because of me. Like the liquid ought to go somewhere, and I don't know. I can't do the like open the throat thing. Like I've heard of that thing, but I can't do that. So it kind of just started
swallowing,
like
foaming. Sam.
No, it's not though. It's different.
It's different.
Yet you're supposed to be able to open it up so it just goes right down with no intervention. My chugging is always like pull a bunch into my mouth and then drink it out of my mouth as quick as I can and then drink more. So I've never been a good chugger. But the one time I tried to shotgun, it like I only got like half of it down and half of it was still in the can. But also somehow there was foam everywhere, including my fucking sinuses. It sucks. I hate it so bad.
I feel like there was a party that we were at that some people tried to chug and somebody like tore their lip up. Do you remember that at all? Or is that something else?
Tore their lip up?
I guess if you stab it wrong, it might be sharp.
Yeah.
On the part you're putting your mouth on. I could see that being a thing.
Yeah. I seem to remember that. But that could have been also like a high school thing.
That feels like something that would have happened at a Frisbee party, but I don't remember it.
Okay. That's fair.
That feels like a Dempy or a Lee move.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
I don't know those people, but yeah, so them.
We should get them on the show. They'll be fine.
I don't think we should.
Okay.
Mary, I feel like I've seen you like in the D&D podcast, but it's been a long time since we've brewed together. So
yes, hello.
What's been going on?
So I had my annual spring break experience with my sister Kay. That's because I don't get a spring break because I have an adult job and it sucks. But then my sister is a professor at a college, so she does get a spring break. So every year we do a trip together. This year we kept it pretty low key. Like she came.
You didn't go to a potato or anything.
No, that was last year. Good memory, though. Last year was the Idaho year, yes. Now this year, so other news that's related is our brother and his wife had a baby like 2 months ago, and they live in Michigan. So we were like, we should go meet our little nephew over spring break.
Oh, yeah, and you sent pictures of that baby and his huge-ass eyes.
His huge eyes.
Right.
That had to explain like why I couldn't play D&D. I was too busy looking at this baby. Yeah, so... So for the first chunk of the spring break week, Kay came here to Madison and we did a bunch of Wisconsin stuff, including going to House on the Rock, which I don't know, Sam, have you been to House on the Rock?
Is that the wildest thing that's the thing from American Gods?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I saw the giant carousel, which is featured in that book. And like everything else is just really weird.
That book makes it seem like the craziest shit in the whole earth.
It
is. How much does it live up to that?
The whole house is some of the craziest shit in the whole earth. The carousel itself is also very impressive because it's like, I feel like it was like 5 or 6 layers deep of carousel creatures. And also this like, because the House on the Rock, just to give a little background, is like your classic case of like white man in the 20th century becomes wealthy and decides, I'm going to collect stuff and like make a crazy house and put all my crazy shit in it with like no discernible theme. And then I'm going to start charging people admission to come to this. So like,
and like seemingly no taste, just he likes what he likes and there's no pattern to anything.
There's like some pattern. So one part of it is like the original house. It's literally, it's a house built on this giant rock. Some people would call it a boulder. I don't know. So he built it on this thing. And then he filled it with like what this old, there's a very old video they make you watch when you first get there to kind of explain what's going on. And they use the word Oriental a lot to talk about the stuff that he likes to buy. He was like, they're like, you're going to go into this house and you might think someone who's really short and who's probably Oriental lives here. Cause you go into the house and everything is, there's a lot of really low ceilings. There's a lot of like, you know, Asian, like East Asian art all over the place. So, and I was like,
I'm sorry to interrupt. I have a question.
Yep.
Was your husband there?
Yep.
Did you look over at him when certain words were said?
He was laughing, so he was having
a okay. Oh, that's good. I'm glad he has this humor about it. Yikes.
He's an East Asian man who lives in Wisconsin. Safe to say he's used to it, I would say. So he thought
dumb whites, you mean, by it.
Yes. So he thought it was very funny. But yeah, and then it was just like, also the great part is like he is tall, and so it was like this like short weird house where I was like, I feel so comfortable finally. This is how it's like for other people to be in rooms, and he's meanwhile bonking his head on the
ceiling. Because you're like, you're 5'2 and he's 6'2 or something like that, right?
He's somewhere like 6 foot, yeah. But yeah, I'm 5'2, that's correct.
He's only 6 foot? He has great posture from all the dancing.
Bingo.
He seems taller than he is. Yeah. I mean, six foot's tall, but like he seems tall.
Yeah. But yes, that's just like the first house is that part. And then there's like, at some point, the guy was like, I have so much shit. I'm going to build these two other bigger, crazier houses that you can also walk through. One of those is where the giant carousel is. But at some point, he did less, like, collecting of stuff and more, like, designing and building stuff. And that's where this, like, carousel comes in. Because it seems like, when you go into the carousel room, the walls and ceiling in there are just, like, covered in extra, like, carousel horses and, like, mannequins dressed up like angels on the ceiling. All this like crazy shit. And then the actual carousel, which I remember before I said is like 5 or 6 layers deep of like circles of things to ride. None of those things are really like horses anymore. They're all just like dragons or like sea creatures or like people, like a lot of like centaur-esque homunculi of like people and animals. And it's just, like, some of the craziest stuff. And in this same room is this thing called the Hell Mouth, which is just, as you can imagine, a giant mouth, the demon door where you walk through to get to the next place, which is this room full of like organs and whiskey stills. There's just a lot
going on.
What? It's not a friendlies? I don't know.
As everybody knows, friendlies are hell mouths.
Oh, because, is this a Buffy thing?
No.
I don't know what you're doing.
Okay.
It feels like a references thing, but I don't know it.
It's fine.
Sorry.
I'll Google it on my own time.
So the whole thing's just, like, really bizarre. There's, like, an aquatic area where this giant carving of a whale fighting a kraken. When I say giant, I mean, like, I don't even know how to talk about the scale of this thing, like, ship-sized, and it's, like, in a building. And then there's another area that's, like, basically like towns of yesteryear vibe, sort of like if you go to downtown or if you go to Disney and there's like the Main Street area where it's like old-timey America storefronts and shit. It's like that. It's just all very strange. So yeah,
the first little while was
It
felt like you explaining an interesting experience you had, but the longer it goes on, it feels like you're explaining a crazy dream you had.
Which is to say less
interesting.
I don't know, I had a really good
time. It's not your fault. It's the experience seems like, okay, whatever. Okay, it's all weird. Okay, I get it.
Yes. Also, keep in mind, the whole thing is, like, not very well maintained. So the whole time we were in there, we were all, like, sneezing. So I just felt like, I'm pretty sure everything in here is full of mold and, like, mildew. And there's, like, bugs everywhere. I'm making it sound worse than it is. It's not, but it's, just, like, it's visually bizarre. And then, but I had a good time. I do recommend it for people who like weird shit. It's, like, a peak. Just, like, this is weird shit.
So as a Dane County resident, you would recommend other Dane County residents making the trek?
Yes.
Okay.
I say that because I told other Dane County residents that I was going before I went, and the people who had been were just kind of like, ugh. Like, they didn't have a good time. And I was, like, really worried about it. And I was like, I had a great time. You do have to walk for, like, 3 hours to get through the whole thing. So I think some people don't like that. But also, like, worth it.
Jesus.
Yeah. Also, I met my new baby nephew.
He has a big-ass eye.
Also, and he's got big-ass eyes.
We're moving on to our next article. I don't give a shit about that.
He's very good. He's very cute. I like him a lot. Okay.
Well, did you like this video from CNN.com about dads learning how to braid a hair over a beer?
I feel like I saw this on Instagram at some point, and I did think it was nice.
Do you feel like this probably isn't the first time somebody has done this, and there have probably been a million articles like this?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. But, I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. I don't care. So there are these two guys, and they decided after some troubles with their young daughters that they needed a bro space for bros to understand how to be better bro dads for their girls. And what brings bro dads together better than brewskis, dog? So they have this Pints and Ponytails club where they drink beer and like practice like braiding and shit on what look like beauty school mannequin heads.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. I think it's cool. I don't know. And then talk about, you know, how to be rad girl dads.
The problem with this I'm having right now is like, this all just seems very nice. And I'm waiting for you guys to like poop all over it. Go ahead, Sam.
As a girl dad.
Oh.
Sorry, you know, I gotta. Yeah. Emily does almost all of the hair doing in the house, including beyond the girl dad bit. The baby has never had a haircut, so he has a man bun all the time. It fucking rules. So she's doing three sets of hair, and I don't do the hair pretty much ever. Every now and then she has to go out of town for work, and I can do it well enough that like no one dies. The last time she was out of town, I put Space Prez's hair up, and I was like, that looks pretty good, right? Are we feeling good about this? And she looked in the mirror and said, we'll live. Which is just getting fucking dunked on by a 5-year-old doesn't feel great.
Incredible. Awesome. What did I say? Are you afraid of what you created?
Am I afraid of my children? Yes. They're so mean. They're so mean and they're so vicious. And that little one, he's going to get so big. Oh, man. He's going to be 6'8 and 300 pounds by the time he's 14. And I'm not going to know how to make him do what I want him to do. But that's a problem for later. There have been a lot of times where when end of the night, Emily and I are watching TV, she'll just let me like brush her hair and put her in a ponytail and then pull it out and start again. Cause like, I'm not trying to do crazy shit with like, you know, pigtails and braids and all that stuff. If I can do a ponytail well enough, that's how dad does hair. And like, that'll be fine. Sometimes she'll be like, do this and this and this and then that, and I'll do all of it, and she'll be like, yep, you did all those steps right. Wait, why is this all wrong? And she'll like grab at the back of her head and be like, what have you done? What have you done? And like, I did all the stuff you said. And like each step, she was like, yep, that's right, that's right, that's right. But then for whatever reason, the final product, she's extremely dissatisfied with. So I guess maybe I do need a class like this to help me diagnose my failures, because Emily hasn't been able to. But at the same time, like, as much as I hate like gender normative stuff, Emily's really good at it and I'm really bad at it. And there's a lot of stuff that each of us are good at and bad at, and it's okay for us to specialize. So as long as I can get a ponytail going without killing anybody, I'm just going to do that, and it'll be fine, because they'll live.
It makes you feel any better,
Wow,
Sam.
You spoke for, like, a long time.
I'm really sorry.
That's great. great. I was gonna say, it makes me feel like embarrassing. I'm like, I could also use a class like this. Because I'm sure you guys have noticed, I don't do a lot of stuff with my own hair. And like trying to do it with someone
else. Why do you think we would have noticed that? What about us?
Truly.
I can't braid my hair. I don't really know how. I try sometimes when I'm bored at work and I'm like, eh, it looks okay. But I don't really know what I'm doing. I can't do anyone else's hair, definitely. Usually if I'm hanging out with like my sister or like some of my friends, I'll be like, can you braid my hair? Because I think it's fun to have braided hair. I don't know how to do it. So like I could also use a class, to be totally honest. Because if I had a child, it would also be like ponytail. That's it. Because I wouldn't know how to do anything else.
I'm kind of talking out of a lack of experience, but can you not like look up tutorials on the internet and then not you necessarily, Mary, but like Samuel, can't you like practice on your own children? Like, wouldn't that be the way to do this?
I could, but my children will barely sit still for a competent person doing their hair. Okay. So they won't let me fuck up 20 times while I'm trying to learn, which is why I practice on Emily's hair.
Because I guess that was my...
She's an adult and can that was my, be patient with my failures.
That was a little bit of my confusion with the class. Because, like, I think it's a good idea. Like, you want to do better for your daughter. I think that's cool. But I was like, why don't you just, like, practice with your daughter then? Because then you're also, like, spending time with your child.
Because they fucking hate it, dude.
Because if you do it wrong, you're going to be pulling their hair and stuff. And it's like, that's no good.
That's fine. I get it now. You've answered my question. I was just confused at first.
Emily can get the job done in about 90 seconds, and they spend about 60 seconds of that complaining about how long it's taking.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, then, yeah, I guess this is a good thing, and I really have no criticisms.
Tyler, can you try to give Becca the fanciest hairdo you can and just, like, record a little audio of how it went? And we'll use it as the tail for the episode.
I'll probably forget. Text me, and I'll try to do that.
I think that would be fun.
Okay.
It's hard, man.
Yeah.
Mary, sometime you should come over to the house, and we'll split your hair in twain, and I'll do half your hair, and... Yeah. Space Preds will do the other half of your hair, and we'll see who does a better job.
I have so much hair. I'm in for this. Please.
We'll do it. That sounds like a fun
test. I was going to suggest you could practice on my head, but I was like, is that a weird offer? Because I think it'd be fun. My hair is
a little
like
weird.
Daughter's hair at all, though, is the only problem. It's like, what would help you, like, learn how to do their hair?
The thing is, that's like a really basic thing that I don't understand. It's like, there's different people have different hairs, and you have to learn them individually. Like, I don't know, man. Came out the head. That's all I know. I'm a dipshit, I guess is what
it's okay.
I'm a dumbass. Yeah. Okay. Well, then great. Then I have absolutely no problems with that. Good for them. Good for those dads for doing what the thing we were talking about. Sam, what have you been up to? No, I have.
Well, fuck me.
Well, you always complain about no content, and I actually have something to talk about. So, I had to lead a lantern tour the other night, so I was at work late. And
for the crabs?
No. That's the wild crab chase. This is a lantern tour. Chase. Yeah, the crab chase is pretty fun. The lantern tour is of the museum. It's
Tyler
pretty cool.
Seems
we
like he really likes his job and makes me so mad.
Yeah, dude. It's rad. I do a lot of cool stuff. What was I saying? So I was like at work later than normal, like as everything was closed down. And at like 5 o'clock, a state trooper vehicle like pulled into the parking lot and parked. And I was like, well, that's kind of weird. And then a couple minutes later, like civilian vehicle pulled into the lot. And then this lady got out, and the state trooper got out, and they just started making out in my parking lot.
Oh!
Yeah. And I was like, the fuck? So I got both license plates, and I'm thinking about submitting a complaint to Delaware State Police. Like, why is this guy using my taxpayer time and money to be making out with some chick in uniform and like letting her into his police vehicle. That's it's not cool.
Secret, it's a secret side lady or something sketchy. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. But like,
oh, you think your parking lot was like empty because you were, but you're not normally there that late. So he's like, yeah, for my trysts.
Yeah, and they were there for like ass. They were there for like 40 minutes. Yeah.
Well, I get it. 5 minutes of foreplay, 3 minutes of sex, and then a nice long nap.
2 minutes.
So, Mary, you're on board. You have no problem with me busting this guy.
Yeah.
My concern is only about, based on what I've seen on TV, about how people in law enforcement get special treatment, like, all over the place. I'm a little afraid that this maneuver will get him in no trouble and somehow get you fired.
Or get the lady in all the trouble and he's in no trouble. And
I don't care about her. She can, fuck her. Fuck her. And also, quiet you. Quiet woman. Amanda speaking.
Okay.
I mean, she, like, I don't know her vibe or whatever. She is going into this eyes open, I have to assume. As is he, but he has plot armor that she, I have to assume, does not have, that I think you probably also don't have. So I'm just afraid that he's going to get he'll get a slap on the wrist, and then yes, a vendetta against you, and then he'll destroy you. And so, that doesn't feel worth it to me.
Go ahead, Mary.
What about anonymous report? Also, other thought I had really quick was, have you talked to your boss?
No, it happened.
His boss is the fucking governor, dog. He's a big deal.
That's true.
I'm sure there's somebody between Tyler and the governor. No offense, Tyler.
Okay. Yeah. No, this happened the last
day. It's fucking Delaware. There's 20 people there.
Truly, though. Truly.
Two of them are smooching.
Yeah. This happened the last day I worked, and like I said, it was after hours, so nobody was around. So I haven't talked to my boss yet. But, yeah, you definitely can submit anonymously. Yeah, there's a whole network for that. So I could just do that. But also, wouldn't it be hilarious if I got into, a big vendetta with the Delaware State Police? Wouldn't that be crazy?
The content would be really
great. Yeah, the
great
content, Samuel.
So, I should be thinking about this as a content creator, but instead I'm thinking about, what would Mitch say? And Mitch would say,
hey, cab.
I don't want...
No, he would tell me to be careful because he doesn't want me to get hurt. That's in exactly this cruel, right, rough and tumble world.
He would say to cover your own ass.
Yep.
And I feel like the middle ground, as fucking boring as it is to talk to your boss about it. And if you get a green light from your boss, then go crazy. Because then the ass be covered. But more likely your boss will say, oh, I'll look into that immediately, and won't, and that's fine.
I'm not telling my boss shit. My boss doesn't have just no idea what's
going
on.
If you get fired, my dad will be so mad at you.
I'm not going to get fired.
I say do anonymous report, because even if nothing happens, somebody will probably have to talk to that guy about it at least once.
Exactly.
And that'll be really funny. To be like, hey, we got this report.
Yes.
Do you know anything about that? And even if he gets away with it, he knows somebody knows, and I like that.
And he'll find a different... He'll go to a Denny's to make out in the parking lot.
And that's
true. So I'm kind of... I don't expect anything really to happen, but if I have the opportunity to make a cop's life harder, I think I should take it, you know? I don't know. I think I probably will report it anonymously. That seems like a pretty easy thing to do. Pretty low stakes.
How do you feel about the idea that if you did come forward, at some point you're going to be the guy who, tattles on perverts? Like, there have been some masturbators.
That's where I thought you were going with this. You're like, I saw a cop and he was breaking it. That's what I thought.
Would be crazy.
He has a fetish for lying to law enforcement about seeing sexual activity.
Yeah, okay, so that's a good point, Samuel. And why does this keep happening around me is a corollary to that, I guess.
Maybe you're part of, like, you know, like that TV show, the jury or whatever, what, Jury Duty, where it was
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch it, but the whole thing of, like, one guy's not in on it and everybody else actors. Do you think you're getting jury duty'd a little bit with, like,
is this the Truman Show?
Yeah, it's crazy that Truman Show isn't your point of reference for this concept.
Yeah.
I live in the 21st century, you guys.
You're older than us, dude. Yeah. You cannot pull that card.
But I mean, I have more life experience from which to pull.
Okay.
You couldn't have said okay more dismissively than he did.
No, I don't know. I do, it is pretty wacky. Like, how much, like, I didn't have any of these problems at my previous park. The biggest problem I had at my previous park was somebody brought in a chemical weapon, which actually, now that I'm saying it, is pretty whack.
But people think about, like, horny, sexy California, but it wasn't a problem there. It's in, like, whites only Delaware that all the perverts are, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I probably will submit this complaint anonymously, and I will let you know how that goes.
I mean, I'm sure you'll never hear anything about it.
Like, that's also probably true.
Like, unless he's in the fucking police blotter, you're not going to get a follow-up about it.
I'm gonna come back next episode and just big black eye, broken wrist, you know.
Nothing happened.
Exactly.
Breezy Tuesday, your one phone call.
Oh, gonna have to start spelling Bruise Day differently, am I right?
Yes. You are correct.
Bruise, like a,
yeah.
S-E.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I guess now you're confused, so I had to literally spell it out for you.
I'm really old. My brain doesn't work.
Right. Hey, speaking of your old brain,
I actually need
you for my content. Tyler, we can do an article if you want to.
I can't go tent to tent.
Okay, we can do an article, but congratulate me on my great transition that we're not using.
Okay, fine. I also had a great transition that was stepped on twice, so that's where my anger is coming from. Speaking of Johnny Law, we got one more article to do from dailyinterlake.com. This is really just like a four-sentence thing, but I think it's funny. Law roundup. Don't worry, it's just a one-beer job. So some lady called the police department because she saw a bearded man wearing a trench coat who walked in holding a beer. And so the cop showed up. Apparently he was staying at a motel, told officers he was working on his car and it would only be a one beer job and he wouldn't be driving anywhere. He didn't appear to be intoxicated, so the officers left. Incredible.
I love a one beer job. Like,
yeah, that's great.
Mowing the lawn is a one beer job.
Yep.
Cleaning the tub? That's a one beer job.
Yeah, I like a lot of the aspects of this story. One beer job, I think, is a great, what is it? Phrase? I think it's a great phrase. Two, I love that this was just apparently like the dude. You know, just like a guy wandering around in a trench coat drinking at random times. I love that. I love that he was allowed to continue his one beer job. It's just all of this strikes me as very funny.
I love how mad this Karen is about the situation, I assume. Like, got the popo involved, and the popo were like, this seems
okay.
Fine. Just like, don't get too silly with it.
Yeah.
Like, she was definitely like craning her neck out the window, waiting for the cuffs to get slapped on, and they just wandered off. And she was like, fuck. Yeah.
One beer job.
A one beer job. Okay, it was really important we do that. What's your content, Samuel?
I guess two-parter. Part one should take me about 15 seconds. Wouldn't it be silly if you had a bucket of ice and put a beer in it and then it got your beer cold? Yeah, that sure would be silly. That's that wrapped up. I'll get into the next chapter next week. But more importantly, Marigold, it's the first time you've been on without us doing some head-to-head food stuff.
Oh, true facts, true facts.
Correct.
A very long time.
Yep.
And I told you last time.
Yep.
Mary's Choice.
Mm-hmm.
So my content is, what's Mary's Choice?
So I have a couple of options. Thank you for bringing it up.
And it is, of course, Mary's Choice, so I don't know why you're telling me the options.
Well, I feel like I worry that some of these have been done, which is why I wanted to run it past you. Did we do a breakfast?
No, we haven't done breakfast. I think breakfast has legs.
I think a breakfast food.
I think it has eggs.
I wrote that on notes.
Tyler Dryblett would love to go live on Epstein Island.
Oh. Yeah, so Tyler's funny you say that. I have a list of just like some ideas I had, and there's a couple things, and there's breakfast, and underneath it is eggs? Question mark. I thought maybe we did something with just eggs, but I feel like maybe not.
I think probably half the bracket should be eggs, but I don't think eggs has legs as its own bracket.
Okay, and then my other, so breakfast is a solid, just like standard choice. Another one that's a little bit more of like a thinker is like date night meals, which I mean as like, what food would you cook for someone you're trying to like?
Oh wow!
Wine and dine a little bit.
I've literally never done that.
But like, what if you want to think about it?
I would be an interesting headspace to inhabit.
Maybe I got some texts from your ladies that were like, "Give these boys some thoughts on like this."
All I've ever cooked for Emily was the HelloFreshes that got sent to our house that she selected. So I don't think I have any experience here either.
Okay, so maybe not that one, but those are all my.
I don't
think that's a bad category. I'm just saying I, funnily enough, have no experience with it because I know it's like a kind of a cliche. Like I know Friends has like 3 episodes about making somebody food for the first time. So,
I really wish, like, I feel like it's a big shortcoming of mine that I don't have a few back pocket dishes that are just like things that I don't need to Google. I can't work without a recipe. Like, I'm an okay cook, but I can't work without a recipe. So I need to have it in front of me. I need the steps. I don't have it in my head. And I would love to have a few things that I just like can do reliably, consistently, without having to look it up. So maybe we should do that one, and then I should learn, you know, the final four.
Sam has to cook the winner.
Should we go that route?
The sure. Date night meal one.
Okay, well, we need to populate a big ass bracket.
Yeah.
Drillbit Taylor, I know how much you hate when I use AI for this show.
I sure do. I know you're doing it.
Part of the idea of this bracket was like I was really intrigued to see like what AI came up with for this. Like, what does AI think is like a sexy date meal? I think that would be really funny to like see. It's gonna be sad. Eggo waffles.
So Mary, I need your exact prompt so that when I get yelled at about the the items, it's not my fault.
I wrote date night meals, but I don't know if it has to be a night, because I feel like a morning after breakfast could also be on the table here as like a sexy date meal, but...
How you like your eggs, fried or fertilized?
Do you not know that reference, Mary?
I know it's from something, it's still gross. Is it Futurama? It feels like a Futurama thing.
No.
It's giving zap.
That's Turquoise Jeep, but it does sound like a Zap Brannigan line. I agree.
Yes. All right. Well, it'll be fun to see what Uncle Chat gives us for this one.
It's gonna be fun because we're just gonna be sitting here talking about which foods we think are the most sexy, and that's gonna be really awkward. I'm really excited about it.
Is biologically accurate dick shaped lollipop gonna be in this one?
I'll let you know. I know, Tyler, you're trying to move on, but I want to get this prompt in. I don't want to read all 64, but I want to get this prompt in while we're on the subject. Here's where I'm at. Hey, Uncle Chat. I want to make a 64-entry tournament of foods that your lover would think that it's sexy that you cooked. Is that what we're doing?
That sucks. That's... That's just a bad English sentence. I think it is what we're doing, but I hate how you wrote it.
Feedback is welcome.
Give me a list of 64 possible things to cook for your partner for the first time, or something like that. I don't know.
For someone you're hoping to woo.
Yeah. Yeah. Like 64 dishes. Stuff. Yeah, 64 dishes that would be good to make to woo someone.
Is woo just W-O-O?
That doesn't work. Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Uncle Chad, I want to make a 64 entry tournament of foods that you might cook for someone that you want to woo.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I like that.
Woo! Okay.
Woo! Yo, speaking of woo, you guys seen that commercial?
I just want to say, chat, before he even started, now this in italics is a great idea. Thanks, buddy.
Fuck off, chat. That's so obsequious. Like, grow a spine, bitch.
Oh, God, this is going to be a fucking mess. What a bad tournament this is going to be. That's going to take us a year and a half to finish.
I mean, you're the one that makes it 64. You can make it 32.
64 is more fun.
You get start scraping the barrel a little bit.
Let's do 128. No, let's rate our beers instead.
Tyler, no.
Marigold.
Hi. So I had from Youngblood Beer Co. their Beer Nerd Beer, 5% ABV English bitter / standard ordinary bitter. And like I said in the can, it's a beer-flavored beer. I would agree with that. Like I said before, tastes like bread. Tastes like beer, is good, not particularly bitter. I feel like it's like if you just want to have a normal beer, like if you're like, I want a PBR, but I don't want to be holding a PBR can, and I want it to be a little better than that, this is a good beer for you. I'm probably going to give it kind of like a 6, because nothing like wrong with it. It's just like a very middle, like literally they did what they set out to do. Very middle of the road, very normal beer. I'm having a good time drinking it. I'm not gonna like remember anything about it, but like this is a good time.
I understand your review, but I hate craft beers that do that shit. Like, right? You want to have a PBR style beer for double the PBR style price? No, I don't actually.
That's fine.
Yeah. No, I think your review is fine. I just, that always irks me.
Yeah, that style has a place and a name, and its name is PBR.
Right. And I basically had that with my Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, 5.6% ABV. And this was, like, fine, I guess. It wasn't horribly offensive, but it basically was just, you know, adjunct, corny, bleh. So I'll give it, like, a 4 or 5, I guess, and I recommend it to anybody who's into hobo core. This feels like a very like hobo core drink, you know?
I don't know.
All right. Samuel?
Sorry, I'm getting really distracted by the entries in this tournament because some of them make a lot of sense, like fettuccine Alfredo versus lasagna. Yeah, that's a great matchup, and I think we'll have a spirited debate, but Oso Buco versus Arancini. I don't know what either of those things are.
Oso Buco as a first date food is insane.
That's a big swing. I'm going to have a fun time seeing how much food Sam doesn't know about. That's going to be the best part of this.
Doesn't Oso Buco take like 6 hours or something like that?
A thing, yeah, because it's got a lot.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of like cross? It's like a beef shake, right? It's like a cross section of the legs. There's like a bone in the middle. It takes a lot
to
break that down.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I was dunking on myself with my ignorance there.
Yay! I mean, you don't get to be a plus size model, I will say about myself, without knowing a lot about food. So, like, I got it.
Well, back to things that I do know a bit about craft beer. Maple Warlock, it's exactly what it wants to be. And I think it's up for debate if what it wants to be is good. It's more like about if it's to your taste, but like given the prompt, maple, imperial, pumpkin, stout. I can't imagine a better version than this. It's the platonic ideal of a thing that I don't particularly care for. So, like, I don't know what I do with that rating wise. I think I'm going to give it just a straight 8 and say, if this appeals to you, walk, run, don't walk to find it, because it is exactly this. But also, if you're not so sure that a maple pumpkin stout is for you, it probably isn't, and don't bother.
Did you buy that recently, or is this like from October?
I do not know when it entered my home. I looked in the fridge and it was there, and I was like, Emily, is this yours? And she was like, So then I drank it.
Fair dues. I do hope I run into that this fall. It sounds good. Oh, excuse me. Woo.
That Mickey's
come back with a vengeance. Yeah. Samuel, do you know what you'll be having next week?
I don't. I'll have to look into it. But all I know for sure is we're going to have to do the matchup of garlic mashed potatoes versus cream spinach. And I think that could be a bloodbath.
I like the idea of that being the only thing you serve for the meal.
Right. We're both sides.
Yeah. Well, Mary, thank you for giving us that wonderful kernel for our next matchup.
Yep.
Listener, if you want to let us know your favorite Oso Buco recipe, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on links at brewsdaytuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
You want a brush or a comb?
I don't know. Do you think I'll need a brush or a comb?
Probably not.
Okay, I don't know. we were talking about like a group. And I think I said, like, why can't you just watch videos? And then I'm not watching a video. I'm just going for it.
All right.
And Sam asked me to do the fanciest hair style I know, which I think is a braid. I don't think I know any other hairstyle.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right.
So yeah. We're just going to go for it.
Sure. Okay.
So as I recall, you take the hair and you divide it into 3 equal sections.
Mm-hmm. So far, so good.
So far, so good. Okay. It is section 1.
Petra's staring.
Oh, here's section 2. Mm-hmm. Now, what I don't really have any idea of is how far up on the head we go. But you don't tell me.
I'm not going to.
Okay. I don't know. I'll start up here. This feels good.
Oh my god, bro.
You're not happy about this.
I can feel how you're starting, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh no. Oh no! You're proving their point, Becca. I don't like that.
I thought you told me you needed a brush.
I thought I did.
Who knows? We'll see. I have no eyes on this yet.
I don't know. I don't think it looks terrible, Becca. I do think I started at an idiot place. But...
Sorry, I have a lot of hair.
Yeah, you do have a lot of hair. And then I don't know what to do with the rest of it past here.
I mean, you can just like clip it.
Okay. No, I did a bad job.
Okay. Oh no.
Oh god. Okay, take a look.
All
right. I did a really bad job. Okay. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. I mean, you got the job done. The beginning wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
All right.
It just feels a little weird.
Well, I'm going to cut it out there with the damnedest, or the faintest of praise. Okay.